Talk Radio.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out, and my love, I know you're able, and my
know the word of God is true. Your word is true. No. He never lost a battle. And because God never lost a battle, you won't lose a battle. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For it's with the heart man believeth, underline believeth, and unto righteousness with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him, this is coming from the mouth of God, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? We're getting ready to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and call on the name of the Lord for us at this time, and we're going to get right back into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that song, and thank you for the scripture. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you have allowed us all to come together, those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Bless each and every one. We ask that you will bless our pastor as he continues to teach us this word, Father God. Use him mightily, Holy Ghost. Father God, bless all those who are sick and shut in, those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, but there is nothing impossible for you, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved. Comfort their hearts, strengthen them for such a time as this. And those that's all that's standing in the need of a healing, Father God, you say by your stripes we're healed. So now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word today, Father God, and let us meditate on it day and night, Father God, so that we will be the children you're calling for in these days. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. I know I gave you all about the parable, and I began to share some things with you about that parable. But the subject is, is what's the difference, or knowing the difference between knowing and believing. What's the difference between knowing and believing? And knowing and believing are different words that are often used in the religious teaching. And we sort of got a little bit into that yesterday. But I want to say this. There has to be clarification between what you believe and what you know. So when you say, I believe, you indicate that you don't know about the thing. Because in your personal experience, it has not yet occurred. For example, you believe that you will go to heaven if you don't smoke, don't take alcohol, don't, you know, do this, do that. You believe that if you are honest, say you're honest with your spouse, you are being loyal to your to the relationship. You believe that based on those words, and you practicing this, and you training your thoughts, you apply this belief to your life, and because they are apparently a result of what you really feel, you began to believe that they're true. Yeah, because you're practicing this, and that's why you believe it's true. And let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, too, because Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, so the more you hear what the words say about you, the more you can believe. Now, remember, you got to know what truth is, which is knowledge, so you can believe. It's hard for some people to believe that they've been forgiven of sin. Yeah, you know what? Because all they hear is a bunch of condemnation. All they hear is from a lot of religious people what they ain't, what they got to do. And you can't do anything about sin. Christ did it. So start accepting the truth. That way you gain the knowledge so you can believe that, hey, you're the very righteousness of God by faith. You can believe that. And then you can speak that.
Amen.
An element of doubt should be put in between believing and knowing. And I think that's what that brother was saying, Minister Robinson was saying about believing. There is an element of doubt, believing and knowing. But doubt with, let me say, with intelligence, maybe I put it that way. Even if you know useful information, it should be tested so that it turns into knowledge and even then convert into a belief. This is real interesting, people, when you think about it. If you are a believer, then you are gullible and you can fall into the traps of many scams. So there requires a little intelligence there. For a believer, if something sounds good, he or she will believe it instantaneously. I mean, they'll do it instantaneously. They won't even hesitate. Yeah, that's God right there. I mean, I see people go into buildings and say, "Whoo, man, this has to be God." Why has to be God? Because they have padded pews and hanging chandeliers. What makes it God? You see? So it's extremely important that you feed your mind with the right information, okay? That's so important. I can't tell you how important it is that we feed our minds with truth. Man, I ought to just spend a whole week on just talking about truth, because there's so many different truths, especially nowadays. And so with these truths, you got to get knowledge so you can believe. So that's what Romans 10 talks about. You know, you getting this truth so you can believe, so you can put it to your life or make that application part of who you are, okay? In other words, for example, your friend know that the person walking behind him is Joe. And this is just showing you the difference between knowing and having the right information. Knowing about something, it's kind of reduced. When you know about something, it's kind of like reduce the fear. That's probably what I need to share with you, how it reduced the fear. But for example, your friend might know that the person walking behind them is Joe, and that, you know, he resides right next door. Unless you know that that person is Joe, you will remain fearful of him. Now, why? That's part of the human anatomy, brother and sister. That's part of being a human. You will feel comfortable in knowing things. So if you know, then you are certain. Believing, on the other hand, is very different. You can choose in what you want to believe. For example, do you believe in God? I think that's a good question. Because we say we know he created the world, or do you believe he created the world? Or do you have knowledge that he created the world? Or how did the world get here? So better... we have to be careful in what we believe, see? Let me say this about believing, and I'm going to get into another point. Believing means that you chose a truth, but knowing means you are certain about that truth. Believing always leaves room for doubt, but knowing leads to confidence. Believing is a blind trust, while knowing is trusting with awareness. See? But there's a difference, and that's what I was trying to get to on yesterday, that there's a difference. We won't talk about all of them today, because the start of this show, or what we're talking about today, has to do with believing, okay? And that's what's really important. Believing. Because, see, a lot of people believe you're going to go to heaven based on what you do and don't do. You inherit eternal life merely from the faith in Jesus Christ. And accepting him as your personal savior, for those of you who don't believe, I want you to let you, you know, I really want to let you know that Jesus loved you so much, despite of what you feel, despite of what you think, despite of what you've been told. If you can believe now, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible. The Bible says, and we'll read that over in Mark 16, it says, he that believe it, 16:16, what we read 17:2. He that believe it, well, I should go back. But it says, he that believeth is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these are the signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. See, believers have to do something. It always requires you to do something. You can't believe without doing something. Don't let people fool you with that. You have to do something. And I get it through faith, but still, faith without works is dead. So how you going to say you believe in the word of God, but then you don't act on it? You don't really believe. See? So I see a pastor have that. You have that in the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor.
Mark.
Okay. Okay, Mark 16, verses 16 and 17. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is damned. These are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name, and they will speak in new tongues. They will take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. Amen.
Okay, and thank you so much, Pastor. I want you all to understand, brothers and sisters, believing requires you to do something. Always require corresponding action. If you believe, I mean, like for instance, you don't have no food in the house, but you pray, and that's great. But you need to do one more other thing. I ask God for the food. Now, if you truly believe, go set the table. Go tell the family, say, hey, we're going to have dinner today, and we're eating over here. And go and set the table. If you believe, you act on that thing.
Amen.
Remember Jesus said, and the time is fulfilled, that the kingdom of God is at hand. What person have to do is repent, ye, and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. See, most folks think that means to the world, and that's not who he's talking to. The world don't have anything to repent for. They need to get saved.
All right.
But you repent, you change your way of learning. You change your way of teaching. You change your way. You know, you change that religious lifestyle of yours. That's pretty much the best way to tell that. That's because you're repenting from that. You're changing from that religious way. Not from being a sinner, but from the practice of what you've been practicing. And you accept what God has did in the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus told those people in the synagogue, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Man, I just love that. Only believe. But see, people don't talk about what belief really is enough for me. They want you to, and when they do, it's all about money. This ain't about money. This is about your salvation, man. That's what this is about. I got to tell you, this is about our salvation.
Hallelujah.
And that's what Jesus' message was about believing. Man, I didn't know he taught that so deeply. When I read scriptures like Matthew 8:13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it's done unto thee. See, he was all predicated on how he believed. And the Bible says, and his servant was healed in the self-same hour. When that man made up his mind to believe, I don't know who I'm talking to, go on and make up your mind that you're going to believe. And you ain't got to see it, but you're going to believe it because the word of God says. And Jesus will meet you where you at, because this man said, you ain't got to go to my house. You just speak the word. He knew that if he just speak the word, his servant would be made whole. That's Matthew 8:13.
Amen.
And I can give you other scriptures. I don't know. You find that, Pastor, Matthew 8:13.
Okay, Pastor 8:13. Reading from the King James. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self hour. Amen.
Yeah. Somebody now make up your mind you're going to believe the word of God, whatever it is. If it's healing, if it's your finances, if it's something you want to come to fruition, just believe it right now. Go ahead on and believe it. Make up in your mind that you're going to believe it. And then Jesus is going to ask you the question. And as because that's what he does. Remember? And when he had come into that house where the blind man was at, he came to him and Jesus told the man to, believe ye that I able to do, you believe I'm able to do this? And he said, yeah, Lord. He said, yeah, Lord.
Yeah.
Do you know I can do this? That ain't what he said. The man Jesus wanted to know, do you believe I can do it? Or do you know I can do it? See, there's a difference. Some people say, well, I want to know. No, I want to believe. People that got healed because they believe.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. God protect us when we're believers. Because I heard him say over in Matthew 18:6, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, I'm talking about believer, because you believe in him. Now, to believe is to act on the word of God. He says, if you offend one of these that believe in me, it were better for that him that he have a millstone hung around his neck and go over there and jump in Lake Erie or somewhere in the sea somewhere. See, so all by right. You being a believer, you got protection you don't even see yet.
All right. Amen.
And some people get confused because they don't want to believe. I'm always reminded of the church folk over there. They want to make reasoning and excuses for not believing. Oh, I know this is what I need. No, this is about believing, brothers and sisters. Don't stop believing.
Amen.
When John came in the way of righteousness, he said, y'all didn't believe the man. He said, but I tell you what, them publicans and them harlots, in other words, them folks in the streets and them whores, They believed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, you got a lot of church folks don't believe the Lord. They go to the synagogue. Don't get that twisted. But they don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And because you go to the synagogue, don't mean you believe. Because they won't repent. He said they repented not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to go get that. I'll show you some. Give you shit in the Word of God over in Matthew 21. Because a lot of times people want a reason. In Matthew 21, verse 25, and then do verse 32. Would you read that for me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Verse 25. The baptism of John from heaven or of men. And they reason with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not then believe him? And verse 30, and he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Amen.
32.
For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards, that ye might believe him. Amen.
The publicans and the harlots, they believed him. They start acting on the word of God. They start acting on what he was saying. They did. See, because that's what this is about. This is about acting on the word of God. See, the hearer, and you can find this over in James 1:22 through 25. The hearer must become a believer. So with all your wisdom, once you hear the truth, once you know that there is a truth out here, and you hear that in your spirit, now, not with those flappers, because, see, a lot of people hear, but they don't hear. So when the Bible talks about they that have an ear, let them hear, he's not talking about the flappers on the side of your face, but he's talking about the person who have a spiritual ear to hear. So when he says, unto the church in the book of Revelation, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Well, now, if he was talking about everybody have one of them flappers, you know, the ones on the side where you put earrings in and all that good stuff, when you clean the wax out, you know, the one that got those little gristles, that's not the ear he's talking about. Got to get that in your head, that he's talking about that spiritual ear. So he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Well, I pray that you hear right now and begin to believe. The wise man, we were talking yesterday, is the man who become a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. In James 1:22-25, but ye doer of the word, or he said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Because if you're a hearer only, here's what's going to happen. You're going to delude your, you're going to deceive yourself. You can't blame that on the preacher. Can't blame that on your education. Matter of fact, you got to stand up and take it like a woman or like a man or whatever, because you didn't do it. Well, if anyone is a hearer of the word and doeth not, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror, for he beholdeth himself and goeth away, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But he that doeth into, or he that looketh into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and so continueth, being not a hearer that forget, but a doer that worketh, the Bible says, this man shall be blessed in all of his doing. Yeah, so that's what this is about. This is about being a doer of the word. And when you are a doer, you are a believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, in simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are in it. The word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act like those who glance in the mirror walk away and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Be quick. Listen, beloved. Be quick or swift to hear, but slow to speak.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So man's teaching does not exemplify what God is about. That's why you have to put away or lay apart all filthiness, superfluousness, and knottedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your very soul. That's why you become doers of the word, because you don't put all that other garbage to the side, and you say, okay, if the word of God says I need to believe, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I don't care what the education say. I don't care what I thought I knew. So, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you're really going to get to God's heart, you got to throw all that stuff to the garbage and say, Lord, here I am. I'm a believer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what God's looking for. He's looking for believers. I don't know if you know this or not, but God looking for believers.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, now, if anybody say, here is the Lord, oh, come on over here to this church. The Bible says, when they say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, he said, believe them not. Don't waste your time believing that garbage. Because you're to believe the word of God. Not to rip and run here, there, but believe the word of God.
Amen.
Okay, we're at that point where anybody have any comments, press one. Anything you want to share, press one. And especially anybody have anything to share about what we're talking about. Or you want to wait till Thursday, that's fine. Today is Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
What is he going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Amen. All right. I just want to read that from the New Living Translation, James 1:22-25. It says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen. So that just brings it all together, what you were saying, Pastor. Amen.
Yeah. Hey, and let me say this, too, to you, brothers and sisters. I don't know who this is for, but I was in there cooking the other day. Then the Lord brought it to my remembrance a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago. You know, I can give you my recipe, and I can tell you to put this bacon powder in your heart of hearts. You can feel it ain't necessary. It ain't necessary. Mm-hmm. It's just like when I do my secret recipe and my yams. But what difference going to make if you put on? Now, somebody finna catch this one. I guarantee you that. What difference would it make if you put a little orange juice in there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the average person, that if they ain't necessary, I don't feel like it's necessary. Now, to mm-hmm. a person that don't put the baking powder in it, when it come out the oven, you're going to see it made a difference. You don't see it, but it works. So that's what believing to me is. Just going to put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No, I mean, I know it don't make sense. It maybe, I know it may be a waste of money. It may. I get what your mind to kind of tell you about stuff. But listen here, man. Don't worry about it. Go on and try it.
That's what
believing is. You acting on the thing, man. You heard what it'll do. You know about the word of God. And so, but we're going to shut it down right there. Now, I could go on all day long, but I don't want nobody to be deceived. Because there's a great danger. When I tell you there's a danger, man, in being too smart.
Mm. All right.
I'm going to leave it there, and I'll pick it up tomorrow there. Because I want you to know, there's a, well, tomorrow's, or I'll just be led by the Spirit. But there's a danger, man, in just knowing all this stuff and deceiving your own self. And the only way you deceive yourself is by not doing it. If you believe the word of God, lay hands on it. Like, for instance, I honestly believe I needed something done. And this young boy, I know. Oh, I mean, I know him. And the Lord said, you have him to pray for you. Now, that may not make a lot of sense to a lot of you guys. But I believe that if he pray and agree with my spirit, and he said, yes, I'll pray for you. Well, see, to me, that not only does that give me confidence, but I believe in children, because that's what Jesus would do. Jesus would get the honest thing, the ones that ain't going to do all this debating and figuring this out. He'll grab one. And,
all right. Say it.
And I believe that because he agreed with me, God is going to give me my answer today.
Hallelujah.
Now, if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have asked him to do it. See, you got to do something. Even though you can believe it, I be telling people all the time, don't ask me to pray for you if you don't want me to pray for you through the scripture. Because, see, some people, they want you to, they want to feel good. They want to jump up and down. Some of them talk in tongues. They want to do all this stuff. That ain't how I pray. I pray based on the word of God. I pray with understanding.
Amen.
I pray with simplicity.
Yeah.
That's how I pray. Mm-hmm. Because I know God will confirm his word. He may not confirm what I feel or what I think, but he'll confirm his word. Well, what are you getting to, preacher? He says, if two or more you will touch and agree on anything. So that's the scripture I'm using. That little boy to pray. So I know God's going to give me my answer today to what directions I need to take.
Mm-hmm.
See? And it's not that I'm overlooking you, pastor, or this person. No, that's what the Lord put in my spirit to believe. Say, hey, get him. Get that child. And then the Lord gave me these scriptures. So, hey, I'm standing on that.
Amen.
I mean, I know 11 preachers I could, but the Lord didn't tell me to do that. Tell me, you grab that little boy, and you get him to agree with you, and he agreed with me.
Amen.
And my heart, I know he prayed for me. I know that.
Hallelujah.
Now, not only do I know that, I believe that. Did I see him pray? No. Do I believe that? Yes. So So my prayer is being answered not because I know, but because I believe. If that makes
That's
sense
it.
To anybody.
Amen. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I believe it, so I act on it, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyone else before we leave? Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, if not, we'll see you all for tomorrow for the word at noon.